We left off yesterday with how the more recent Sforim understand the din of the Nebuki Yosef, right? The Nebuki Yosef's kasha is that hayatochen that I should be able to light and nair Erev Shabbos. Why Eishem Yishum Chitzai shouldn't say that my Maisa Havora continues on Shabbos as well, right? So the Gemara, so the Nebuki Yosef's teretz was that Eishem Yishum Chitzai does not mean that it's Ke'ilu, I am continuously holding on to this Eish. But Eishem Yishum Chitzai means I did a Maisa, that Maisa then has consequences, I'm chayiv for that initial Maisa. So when it comes to Hezek, so my Maisa, again, when it comes to Hezek, so my initial Maisa of letting the arrow go, my initial Maisa of creating the Eish, is a machayiv moment. On Shabbos, my initial Maisa took place Erev Shabbos. So there's no Yisur Shabbos, correct? Question now is, if I do a Maisa in Erev Shabbos, and I'm just switching gears to Arachayim. I do a Maisa Erev Shabbos, and through my Maisa Erev Shabbos, I accomplish a Melacha on Shabbos itself. So am I Oiver, so L'chor based in Mukiyeh, so I should not be Oiver, correct? So now, Lamasa, so the Gemara says, the Gemara has an example, two very similar examples. The person who starts watering his field, Erev Shabbos, but the water only gets to the crops on Shabbos. The person who puts the wheat into the windmill, but the wind only comes on Shabbos. So I did my mice. The Gemara says, Potter. Why am I Potter? Gemara says, because there's no Easter of Shvisas Kalim. Who's doing the Malach and Shabbos? My Kalim. My Kalim can do Malach and Shabbos. I didn't do the Malach and Shabbos. So the Nebuki Yosef would say, it's good. My Maisa was completed Erev Shabbos and was what to do with my Maisa. Fine. Next case. I attach my grinder to a robot, to a Shabbos clock. I attach my light to a Shabbos clock. I begin the clock Erev Shabbos, and the clock turns on the light on Shabbos. So, when Rav Moshe analyzed this particular din, so Rav Moshe said that the Nebuki Yosef would say this is Aser. Why is that? Because Rav Moshe argues that one cannot say that I put the light on an Erev Shabbos. Rav Moshe, I can't say that I put the, that if I attach my Shabbos clock to the air conditioner. I can't say I put the air conditioner on Erev Shabbos. Because the mice of putting in the air conditioner was on Shabbos. The mice of putting the light was on Shabbos. So the Gemara, the Nebuki Yosef says that when the Masa of lighting the fire was done Erev Shabbos, and the Hezek was caused on Shabbos, so then Eishem Mishum Chitzah, but the Chitzah was released Erev Shabbos. I lit my Neris. So I lit my Neris Erev Shabbos. Okay? But in this case, I lit the candle on Shabbos. I turned on the air conditioner on Shabbos. I orchestrated the Erev Shabbos. So you can't say that my turning on of the air conditioner took place in Erev Shabbos. When does the new case say Eishem Mishum Chitzai is a reason to say, is consistent with lighting Neiris Shabbos? When can it say it's consistent? When I actually lit the candle Erev Shabbos. So then I'm not held responsible going further for what that fire does in Shabbos. But Rav Moshe argues, Lu Yitzur, I would work out a way to light the fire on Shabbos through so Nuki Yosef would not defend me. So the Rav Moshe says that L'chaira, one could argue otherwise, right? That in this particular case, the way that the fire is lit is through this robot, through this timer. In other words, instead of looking at the system as a two-part system, and the lighting of the candle takes place on Shabbos, it's one large system. It's like I've started the water running Erev Shabbos, I turned on the clock Erev Shabbos, now this clock is going to turn on, but I, it's like a long switch. So why can't we say that I began my long switch on Erev Shabbos? So Rav Moshe does not accept that svar. He says since they are so distinct and it's clear when I'm starting the Hadlokas and Erev. So Rav Moshe writes, we don't paskin like the Nebuki Yosef because we have another way of answering the Mugesus Kasha. The way that we should have answered the Mugesus Kasha is we should have said Shabbos and Nizokin are two different halachas. When it comes to Nizokin, so then I'm chayiv to. When it comes to Nizokin, so then we evaluate when was my Maisa which is causing Hezek. Right? We could even evaluate when did my shmira lapse happen? When was I not a good shomer? So that's when I set the fire. So that becomes the point of time that we evaluate whether it's my mice or not. But when it comes to halakas neris and Shabbos, and therefore, eishim mishum chitzai, we could say that it's ki'ilu, I continuously hold on to the fire. Kasha was the Gemara says Amchayiv because Amavir Seveira. The Torah said that it's Ke'ilu, I'm torching it. The Torah called Eish. The Torah didn't say V'lo Yishmen L'gavi Eish. The Torah said Amavir Seveira L'gavi Eish. So the Torah said Eish M'shechitim means I keep on holding on to the torch. Ke'ilu, I'm burning him as it goes along. When it comes to Shabbos, there the Torah didn't say Eish M'shechitim. Mechitza. It comes to Nezikin, when it comes to Machleik Rishon, when it comes to Ritzicha, then the Torah says, I look at my Maisa, Ki'ilu, I'm doing the Maisa as we go along. Right? Ubi Yerisayachar. Adche, with the Lashon Marshan, Nechshav Kimivar. So it's Ki'ilu, that when my animal damages, it's Ilu, Ki'ilu, I'm doing that Hezek. So the Torah says the Gabe Hezek, we look at it as your lapse of Shmira now gets translated into you're doing a Mais Hezek. And we look at the Mais Hezek at the time of the Hezek. We can go to Gariah. Gemara says that if something was not hidden, Mishas, I set the fire, and gets hidden at the time when the fire came to the Godesh, a potter. So we're always evaluating it as ki'ilu. Ki'ilu, I am doing the hezek, v'shas hezek. The Gami Shabbos, Torah wasn't mechadish this din. Torah was not mechadish k'echek g'gufoy. Forget it. The Gemara said later on, melechaz v'shevaz also Torah. Torah was mechadish that I have to be concerned about my maaseh, as defined by not by responsibility and achrayas, but it's defined by my action. What's my ma'aseh v'yadayim? So, Rav Moshe said, the Nemuke Yosef is a chiddush that is not vuchrach. And we should have answered and could have answered and other Rishonim probably would have answered and maybe have answered that it's, who says that you're medame hezek to Shabbos? All right, that in itself is not a very compelling svar because the fact is that the Muki Yosef did compare it,
The fact is that we don't have clear Rishonim who disagree with him, B'chi Yaisa. So l'chara, we should conclude otherwise. We should say no. The Torah was, the B'chi Yaisa obviously holds that Koichai Ke Gufa applies to Shabbos as well. Kasha is a good Kasha. Teret says that it's Ke'ilu, the entire Maisa was done before Shabbos. So Rav Moshe is based on that, we should be Machmir. Rav Moshe holds we're not being Machmir like the Nebuchi Yosef because we really don't hold the Nebuchi Yosef because it's a huge Chiddush. But if a person would want to be a Nebuchi Yosef, Nick, a person would find out that he's a Ben Acher, Ben Acher, Ben Nebuchi Yosef. So then he said, I want to hold the ball in the Mukhi Yeshua Shita. Then, well, God be that person. It could be that a Shabbos clock could be an Isra Medina, not Medin Zilzo Shabbos, it's Zilusa the Shabbos. Not Medin doing the Malachan Shabbos. That's what we're holding in the city now. Go ahead, Ellie.
Yeah, so the idea that we just brought up, that's something which has come out of the time of.
Yeah.
So isn't that right against the Mukhi Yosef? That, meaning if the item is not hidden when the guy lights the field on fire. So, everything in the field should have the status of when he's lighting it. So even something which is hidden after the field is already lit, you should be chayav for it. Because the whole ma'aseh was done at the Shas Hadlaka.
Yeah.
So why would it be that we evaluate the status of things in the field when they're burned, but the ma'aseh hezek is when you light the field?
I have to think about it. Kaj is a good hara.
Like, you have to split it, right? But why would you do that?
I mean, again, I'm not so. I have to think about it. Kash is not so compelling because it's exerts a cause of Talmud.
Right.
But I have to think about it.
But when does it fly?
Yeah.
And if it happened the other way, if you lit something, you lit a field on fire,
L'char, yeah.
And then something which was hidden was taken out,
L'char, b'chai, L'char.
And that's not a case of kala b'chitza?
Yeah, again, it's not the issue right now. Okay, the issue is by Eishu b'shem chitza. Alright? So, I pointed out the Tzitz Eliezer that quotes, I forget who he quotes, that the Ptur of the way to understand that the Ptur of Eish Mishum Chitzav, and a possible response to Mukhi Yosef is that it's almost like Shnaim Sha'asua. That since it's a koyach acher me'uruv boy, but that again, that doesn't really advance our understanding of this particular sugya, this ha'ara. So, Tzvi Pesach discussed many of these issues through several tshuvas. One of his Talmidim, the Shvi'is of the Shabbos, also discusses many of these issues. So he points out the following. It's 2 hours. Let's go to the end of the Shuvah. He has the following kasha. He says, "Rabbinian and now, Reise, I've seen those who ask the kasha on the Nebuchi Yosef from the din of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah Erev Shabbos." Right, what's the din of when Chanukah, Shabbos Chanukah, what's the din? So you have to light the Neres Chanukah obviously on Friday. Right? You end up lighting the Neres Chanukah before it's Chanukah. Right? On any given day, if you light the Neres of Chanukah before Shkiyah, so you become the Mitzvah Chanukah, Erev Chanukah. Now there is a shita that the Rambam quotes about lighting Neiros Chanukah after Plag Mincha. It's a shita which we are Semecha Mishas Adcha. So let's assume for a moment that we don't hold that shita, right? Because that's the Rav Binyan don't hold it, that you can light candles after Plag Mincha. Again, Mishas Adcha, Mishasim Semecha. But somebody asks you a question. It's I won't be home Chanukah. I'm leaving in an hour before Shkia. I'm leaving 10 minutes before Shkia. I'll put in so much oil, it'll last hours after Shkia. So now, question. Am I yoytze the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah? I lit it Erev Chanukah. You say, yeah, why?
Because it goes all the way back, as long as it's lit during the night and there was enough oil in there.
We pass on a loko isa mitzvah. A loko isa mitzvah means that after that it's a maisa mitzvah to light the neiros. So can I light it a week before? I have this huge lubavitcher menorah. I have a huge amount of a vat of oil. Can I light it now? I light the Chanukah now. It's going to keep on burning till next Chanukah.
Although it would need to be realistic, as when it's the same thing with Sphere. If one misses Sphere 2 days in a row, you can't make it up for 3 straight days. You don't make it up the next day because it's considered.
Same thing. Luyitzur, I would now with today. Today is 17. I would say right now, I'm not. I'm going to be busy tonight. So tonight, I want him to know. Tonight's going to be 18. Can I say a bracha tonight? I just said tonight's 18.
Yes, you can.
Why?
No chiyuv to count yet.
No mitzvah. There's a din that if I miss tonight, I can make it up tomorrow. But I can't count. But if the chiyuv wasn't chal yet, I can't count. Can't count the mitzvah.
What about doing it after shkia al tonight?
Al tonight the what?
I'll
deny that
if I don't count.
That's because it's a sofek, because it might be a sofek you're ready for tonight. Could be that I'm chayav after shkia ready. That's a kasha. And a chaname, I should repeat it. It happens to me because sphere sofek is mine, it's drabbanon, so we say sofek drabbanon lakul after shkia. Okay. But before shkia, again, without getting involved in the plug of mincha. If you hold Plag of Mincha, he has the cash an hour earlier. So that's what Plag of Mincha is not an issue over here. So ask the cash an hour earlier. So the question was raised according to Mukhe Yosef, the Choshki le Nidlak mem oid yoim lo yotzi dechay vosim kein ha mitarti de sasre. So now it is Neiros Shabbos. Neiros Shabbos is supposed to be lit on Friday. When Chazal and Misaka in the mitzvah, Neiros Shabbos, the mitzvah is Neiros Shabbos. But when Chazal and Misaka in Neiros Chanukah, we're supposed to be lit on Chanukah. So, how can we light Neiros Chanukah, Erev Shabbos, before Shkia? It's not Mimonoshav. The fact that I'm lighting Neiros Shabbos shows that it's Friday. Even if I want to use my Plaga Mincha Mahalach. But that is nistar. I'm so excited by lighting my neiros Shabbos. Then vim noimar the choshek ilu nidlak mevoid yoim leyetzadechay vasei. We can have a tarti the sasrei. Va'koch etzorch leimer derag linachiv kama. Says that lechayram. We have to say something along the lines of what Yehuda is saying. That when it comes, the pshat is that Chazal knew that every Chanukah would have a Shabbos. So when Chazal were Misake Neiros Chanukah, they were Misake Neiros Chanukah 7 out of the 8 days you light after Shkia, after Tzeis, and 1 of the 8 days you light before. Right? That's what you have to say. That's why there's a Chumrah to daven Mincha before lighting candles on Erev Shabbos Chanukah. Why is it only a Chumrah and a Din? How can I light my Neiros and then daven Mincha? Right? Very people, daven, light the Neiros, go Shul and daven Mincha. the chumrah to daven mincha earlier. Why isn't it din? Because when Chazal and Misakin in the midst of Chanukah, they knew there's going to be a Shabbos. So they Shabbos, they Misakin differently. Says Tzvi Pesach, so they were Misakin differently. What were they Misakin? The light. Can I light my Nair for Shabbos Chanukah next year? Tavshin Tzadi. Can I light it now? What were they Misakin? So apparently they were Misakin that along the lines of what Yehuda said, they were still misakin that has to connect to the day of Hanukkah. So 7 out of the 8 days they were misakin hadloka oisim mitzvah, the maisim mitzvah is after tzeis and has to be lit at shechlenu begel hashuk. One day of Hanukkah they said light the menorah on the day before, and don't worry, isha mishum chitzav. One day we say isha mishum chitzav. In other words, what the Tzvi Pesach is arguing is to say that one day of Neiros Chanukah, Chazal said light twice on this Friday. Lo yitach. It must be the only way to make sense of this situation where I'm lighting, Chazal could have said, so one day don't light. Shabbos. So one day, would that be so terrible? 7 out of 8 days you light, and there's one day you don't light. Two Shabbos Chanukahs, you miss 2 days. So we can't imagine, what do you mean, there's two, not lighting that, but Chazal could have said such a thing. Right? They should have said such a thing. So what do you mean Chazal said, no, that you still be, there is a mitzvah Hanukkah. Must be Isha Mishum Chitzah. That one day a week, one day of Neves Chanukah said, be Semech Neshim Mishum Chitzah. Good. Says Tzvi Pesach, if that's the case, that means that we don't really hold the Nukhi Yosef. Because Isha, the only way, if Eishim Shechitza means that it all happened now, then I haven't advanced at all. So it must be that when I light my Neiros Shabbos, that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Chazal said, light your Neiros Shabbos Erev Shabbos, light your Neiros Chanukah Erev Shabbos, on the Neiros Chanukah I'll say Eishim Shechitza. Hodra Kushla Duchta. Now I have a much more dramatic question. At 4:35, I lit my Neiros Chanukah b'Teres Eishim Mishum Chitzav, right? And at 4:45, I'm lighting my Neiros Shabbos, and I'm saying, I can't be Eishim Mishum Chitzav. My Neiros Chanukah themselves. How you talking that at the same time as I light my Neiros Chanukah, I'm saying that legabe Neiros Chanukah is keilu, I keep on, my chitzav keeps on going. And if my Neiros Chanukah would cause any hezek, I would say it was all vishas hadlaka. So it must be the rakli and chiyukam. It must be that when we say eishu b'shem chitzav, that's only legave my obligation, my achrayas. That we say it all goes back to the that it all goes back to the beginning point. But legabe, how we understand my relationship to the Eish, so then my relationship keeps on going. Right? This is far cared from the way that we would understand it. Now, what's the context of Tzvi Pesach Sa'ara? So Tzvi Pesach began by saying that there are two melachos of Shabbos where
the principle of Eish v'shemchitza should apply, even though it's not a din of Eish. One is Zeriyah, one is Afiyah. Right? Why is that? When a person's, this is a classic eon in Hilchos Shabbos. There are two melachos of Shabbos where the impact of the melach is not instantaneous. And therefore the melach itself is doing a masa with absolutely no immediate consequence. Right? Every melach in Shabbos, Shechita, Tzeda, Binyan, Tzeveya, Ksiva, every single melach in Shabbos, the maisa and the po'ol happen simultaneously. Two melachis, Bishol, the maisa Bishol is bringing the food close to the fire, putting a seed on the ground. If Reuven puts the seed in the ground on Shabbos, and 10 minutes later, somebody takes the seed out, was Reuven over an Iser Melach on Shabbos? If Reuven puts food near the fire on Shabbos, and Shimon removes it before the Bishul took place, so the Gemara says that legabe Bishol, that's taka the din, that he can save Reuven from being over and Yisrael deraisa because his mice did not have the impact that it's supposed to have. Legabe Zeri, there's no Gemara like that. We know that if a person does a mice of Bishol on Erev Shabbos and it continues to cook on Shabbos, he didn't do a mice of Allah. We know that if a person there's a Maisa Bishol on Shabbos afternoon, but it doesn't get cooked till Matzoi Shabbos, we generally assume that he was over the Melacha. When it comes to Zeireya, we generally assume a person puts a seed into the ground on Shabbos, even though it will not take root till 3 days later, that was an Iser on Shabbos. So the Rashi Pesach says that this issue of when it comes to Zerei Nefiyah, Tchilosin B'Shabbos V'Gomron B'Choyl, I began it on Shabbos and they were finished in Choyl, that's a Machloikes Achroinim, I think the Chinuch and the Rishash. And then he writes, I've discussed this in the past, it's a machleik between the Marich Hagiz and the Minchas Chinuch. And the Maram ben Chaviv says like the Rishash. And the Prima Gonim is a Sofik. And he says, Ach Ka'es. Now, when I'm thinking about it, I think that we should be able to resolve this through the Svar of the Muki Yosef. How is that? So he calls it Muki Yosef. Alright? I'd come to Shaina. Imkein Yishleima. The Be'emes L'inyan Chiyav Choshev Kol Ma Shenasa Achar Kach Me'elav Gilu Got Nigmar V'Rega V'Shainim Silik Yodam. So it makes sense to say that once I do my Maisa and I complete my Maisa, so then it's considered to be my Chiyav is established when I do my Maisa, and when I stop doing my Maisa, the Chiv has already been determined. So, if I plant the seed on Shabbos afternoon, so we will find out later on where the seed took, and the seed may take several days later, and halacha tak is that I was over the Easter B'Shas Netiyah. V'alkein tzarech loymar kein, that omnem yesh loymar divin muki yosef b'derech acher de'ein kavanose loymar to kol ma shenidlak achar kachoshef ilu v'emez hudlak b'foil v'rega v'shoyna el ne'inyan zman chalois chiyuvoy komar. The whole Allah berega rishayna, commanda agmei bahu idna. וכל מה שהולך ודלג אחר כך ממילא אין לחייב על זה בעצם אלא מתוירס תנאי לחלויס חיובוי למפריה בשעס פעולס הלוקה. He says, one could interpret the Megisa to the following. Ein achanami, that when I lit the fire Erev Shabbos, so that determines, that's when I became chayiv. What is the extent of my chiyuv? We'll find out. That's going to be determined later on. When I lit the fire, all we knew then was who was responsible. All we knew then is what are we going to be tracking. But the extent of my chiyuv, we'll know later on. When we first learned the Nemuki Yosef, so we understood that the entire chiyuv was wrapped up v'shas hadlaka. Whatever happens later on gets related back to my shas chiyuv. Right? Shas chiyuv, I lit the fire of Shabbos. Now, the Nemuki Yosef says you have to say that that is the extent of my masa, eishim mishum chitzai. Otherwise, when it comes to Shabbos, I should become chayiv for my nearest Shabbos and Yisrael Deiraisa. So, see, Pesach, there's another way you could read the Nemuki Yosef. That on Erev Shabbos, when I lit my Erev Shabbos, then we know who did the mitzvah. Right? I did the mitzvah. A person lights a fire, b'shas hadlaka, we know who's chayav. But as the fire continues to burn, so my chiyuv continues to accrue, my obligation continues to accrue. The chol ala beregi rishena kamanda agmei vuidna v'kol ma sheilach v'delich agach memeila ein lachayv al zeh be'etzem el mi toiris tenai lachalois chiyuvoy lemafreya. When I set the fire, so now I set up a system. The system is I was responsible. What am I responsible for? We'll see. Avlena chanami duguf adlok anas acharkach in a nachshavus lemukdemes mizban pulus tichlos adlok. It doesn't mean that we look at whatever happens later on as if it happened earlier. Whatever happened later on is the consequence of my masa. So when it comes to Neres Shabbos, I did my ma'aser Shabbos. All right. Again. Nuki Yosef says, how do we accommodate Eishim Mishum Chitzai and Nerev Shabbos? Rav Moshe says, he should have said two separate parashas. Right. He didn't say that. He said, Eishim Mishum Chitzai is a principle in Halacha. It works all the time. So, Nuki Yosef says, we must say that since I lit the fire Erev Shabbos, that's the extent of my ma'aser. Rav Moshe says, "Hayosef mizeh." If I lit the fire on Shabbos and I find a way of doing that, then I become chayiv. Says Rav Shi Pesach, maybe that's not what the Nemuki Yosef was saying. The Nemuki Yosef was saying is that I am the way that we look at it is my ma'aser is Erev Shabbos. The consequences of my ma'aser are going to be determined on Shabbos. So when my consequences are hezek, I become chayv mamon. Where my consequences are mitzvah, for example, giving light on Shabbos, for example, Neiris Chanukah, so then those consequences are determined as the clock goes on. They have Shabbos day consequences. My Maisa Erev Shabbos determines who gets responsibility. When it's damage, I pay. When it's mitzvah, I get schar. So now, based on Rav Shi Pesach's approach, if a person would set up a system whereby the event takes place later on in Shabbos, there's no raya from the sugya of the Mukhi Yosef that I should become responsible for that. Right? Mukhi Yosef had said that the reason that I'm not responsible for the events which take place on Shabbos is because they really took place Erev Shabbos. But in theory, I could be responsible for events which take place on Shabbos. And that's what Rav Moshe builds on. Rav Tzvi Feisler, that's not the Mukhi Yosef. He didn't say that. The Mukhi Yosef said that the Eishe B'Shemchitza means that I am responsible for the events which took place Erev Shabbos. That's it. The event which takes place in Shabbos is my Maisa. But the Achrayas goes back to when I did the Maisa. That doesn't mean that if I cause something to happen in Shabbos, that's my Maisa. Rav Moshe understood in Mukhi Yosef to say, Eishem Mishum Chitzav means, Koichei Kegufoi means I'm responsible for everything which my Maisa does. And if I'm responsible for Hezek, I'm responsible for Havara and Shabbos as well. And if I cannot identify that I did this Maisa Erev Shabbos and it happens on Shabbos, I'm Chayav for it. Rav Tzvi Pesach, who by the happens to be that he is more, he may in fact hold that Shabbos clocks are also for a different reason. But when it comes to Eishem Mishum Chitzav, he says that the Mukhi Yosef is not instructing me that Koichai Kegufai should mean that every Maisa Koichai is a Maisa Gufai and should be evaluated as a Maisa Biyadaya. No, Koichai Kegufai means that I have to take a chrayas for every Koyach Ke'ilu to Maisa Guf. It's not that I did the Maisa of a Guf. I have a chrayas for the Maisa of a Guf. You could say I get schar, but it doesn't mean that I did a Maisa of a Guf. Right? Depends how far you take it. Rav Moshe and the Sunna Mukhi Yosef to be saying Koyach Kegufai means my Maisa. And therefore he had a kasha. My Maisa? Oh, that means I'm burning something in Shabbos. So he said, Enachanami. But since I completed my Maisa Erev Shabbos, I'm good. It's not a Shabbos like Maisa. Rav Moshe says, but if I did my Maisa and Shabbos, I should be chayav. Rav Tzvi Pesach says, no, Koichai Kegufai means I'm responsible for Koichai Ke'ilu to Maisa V'Yadayim. It's not a Maisa V'Yadayim. It's a chayav to Maisa V'Yadayim. But it's not a Maisa V'Yadayim.
That is not like a work.
So Shabbos candles, I did a Maisa Erev Shabbos. And there's a Koichai Kegufai that goes on. And what does that mean? Those are my Neir Shabbos. That's my mitzvah of Shalom Bayis. My mitzvah of lighting Shabbos. Neir is Chanukah. I light an Erev Shabbos. Koichai Kegufai. Those are my Neiris. That's my Hadlaka on Chanukah.
Gavaldi. Isn't it a consequence? Not your Hadlaka.
Was that?
Didn't he separate the Maisa and the consequence?
Correct. Good, good, good.
So the mitzvah of Neir is Chanukah is not to have candles, it's to light candles. So that's the
Maisa. Yeah. It could be that Neres Chanukah. Lanias Daiti Neres Chanukah is different machlal. Lanias Daiti, but I'm saying if one wants to make Neres Chanukah consistent, then that's the way he would do it. Lanias Daiti, you could say the Rabbanon Chazal knew there's going to be a Shabbos Chanukah. It's different. The different did. But I have to tell you that there are many Achrayim who say that the reason that we know that you can light your neiris after Plag Mincha on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is because you can do it on Shabbos. So many Achrayim are not willing to say that Chazal made a different din of Shabbos Chanukah and say that it has to be consistent with the other. There's only one din of Lux Neiris. So those Achrayim, and Rav Tzvi may be one of them, will say, so what makes my neiris Chanukah? Ishim Shem Chetzah. Ishim Shem Chetzah. Right, Rav Moshe would say, "What do you mean?
If that's the case, then it's your mice. If it's your mice, you chayv neiv shabbos. It can't be that way. Says Rav Moshe, says Rav Moshe, no, Eisha Mishum Chizav does not mean it's my Maisa Adloka. It means it's my Maisa in terms of Achrayis, in terms of responsibility, in terms of Schar, in terms of saying these are Neiris Chanukah. That's Eisha Mishum Chizav. It allows us to extend that, again, we're fudging, you know exactly how you define Adloka as a mitzvah, correct. You have to define that better. Legabe, you know, it's clear Legabe Shabbos, we don't say Loka Maisa. That's not also not so partial. Could be Loka, is it, there's a Maisa Kabbalah Shabbos. But in terms of Never Shabbos, you're right. It's the mitzvah Loka, but it's a Kadesha Yimudla, correct. Never Chanukah could be a similar thing. It's a Maisa Loka, but the mitzvah Shifarsa Menes. If it happens to go out, so then I did the Maisa Adloka. There is a discussion, a robust discussion amongst the Achronim of if Erev Shabbos, my Neiris Chanukah go out before Kabbalah Shabbos. What's the din then? If it's on a regular Tuesday, so when my Neiris go out, I lit after Tzeis. If they go out, that's Halakha is a mitzvah. But what about if I lit before Tzeis, I lit on Erev Shabbos, and then they go out before? So do we say as we kind of mitzvah? So Menachem say no, because halakha on Erev Shabbos is the Torah Eish B'Shem Chitzah. So Eish B'Shem can only go so far. It can say that that's, if the fire is there, it can say that's my Neiris Chanukah. But if the fire is not there, you can't say it's my Neiris Chanukah. So those Achronim are clearly saying that it's Eish B'Shem Chitzah, which helps us understand how Chazal made a mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah on a Friday afternoon for Shabbos night. But Tzvi Pesach happens to hold, by the way, that if Shechter is very fond of this Mahalach, that Shvisas Kelim is only mutter when the process began before Shabbos. And if Shechter shows there's a girsa of the Rambam Perush Mishnayos that confirms this. Rav Tzvi Pesach had a chiddush that, which one could say the following: one could say that if I set my Shabbos clock on Erev Shabbos to turn a light on in Shabbos, I'm over Shvisas Kelim, because my keli began a new malach on Shabbos. Again, Lanius Daiti, I'm not convinced of that, because who said that the switch on my candle, on my lamp, is that switch? That gets turned on Shabbos. Maybe it's the switch I turned on Erev Shabbos. So maybe I turned the switch on Erev Shabbos. I'm talking about the genie. I can see things differently, so I have to say so humbly. But that's what I want to point out. That the when it comes to this Nimuki Yosef, so number one, I want you to see the Nimuki Yosef inside, understand where it's coming from. How far we take the innovation from Shechitza. That's number one. Number two is that the question Muk Yosef is raising Eishim Shechitza, he's applying it to Kol HaTorah Kula. So applies to Shabbos also. Says Muk Yosef, that's the case, you could not do Neir Shabbos. So therefore, Eishim Shechitza must mean that it's not Ki'ilu, I'm doing the Maisa every moment that the chetz is out there, it's ki'ilu, I did a, it's that whatever happens, the achar kach, was done b'shas, the original adlok. Good? Rav Moshe says, it's chidush legabe, timers, Eli holds, we don't pass on the Nibuki Yosef. And Rav Tzvi Pesach, apparently we do pass on the Nibuki Yosef. But the pshat of the Nibuki Yosef was that Eishem Yishem Chitzav means that the Achrayas is it's continuously my fire. It's not my Maisa B'Yadayim, but it's my fire. The Maisa B'Yadayim took place before Shabbos, and that Maisa B'Yadayim determines whose fire it is, who's responsible. Later on, my fire keeps on going and creates more Achrayas. Erev Shabbos, when I light my Neir Shabbos, that's my Maisa. It keeps on going, those are my Neiris, that's my Mitzvah. definitely Neres Chanukah, but it's not my Hadlaka. Hadlaka was earlier. The Tzvi Pesach goes on to say this in very beautiful lashonos. Mashen nigmer nasa chakach memela. Chalais chiyuvay chayzlem afreya. Right? Aval poil yodav yeshulam loy. The poil yodav is erev Shabbos. The consequences l'toyv l'ra are all happening on Shabbos. He says shvisas kelim is different. By the way, that's not for us right now. We learn Shabbos, we can discuss it. So therefore he says that Bishul happens the same way. Again, not for right now. That's a discussion within Hilchas Shabbos. How you look at Zeriah and Bishul. The same way, they're different. What we're talking about, because the same thing is if a person begins to cook Erev Shabbos, so it's his Maisa Bishol on Shabbos. But it doesn't matter, because it all determines the nature of his chiyuv. Mashenekein, if a person cooks on Friday and Shabbos afternoon, and he continues cooking Mitzvah Shabbos, so we are determining how chayiv he is. He's chayiv. How chayiv is, we turn later on. That's where there's a Gemara that says, at the beginning of Shabbos, that if Reuven wants to do Shimon a favor, he would take his bread out of the oven. Reuven puts the bread Erev Shabbos; it's not baked yet. You want to do Reuven a favor? Take it out of the oven. When you take it out of the oven, he did a ma'aseh afir. No. He did a ma'aseh afir. How much of an afir he did is determined by what happens later on. If I truncate the ma'aseh afir, so Mamele is not chayiv anymore. So I can impact this chiyuv. Right. That's the Malach of Tzvi Pesach. Good. What I want to go on weiter is Hey Yois. We have three things to do. We have Wednesday and Thursday. Okay, so since we're holding the Muki Yosef, please learn the end of Muki Yosef. It's also a very cheerful piece of Muki Yosef. Legabe Tashlum and Tefillah. Alright, and then we'll swing back to learn the Rav Chaim and Eishim Shem Chitzav and the Birka Shul. Okay?